Welcome to Landscape Smart, presented by Radom & Stone and Landscape Company. Call now with all of your landscaping, lawn, and garden questions at 923-1450. Toll free 1-888-900-1450 or airtime free on your U.S. cellular phone at #1450.
KFI's the news time, 8:10, and on Saturday mornings, that means it is indeed Landscape Smart time, and we've got a pair of gentlemen with us this morning. As we say, first of all, good morning to Mr. Ron Radoman.
Well, good morning, Jerry.
I thought we'd give you a little added boost there.
A little
morale builder.
Maybe I wasn't close enough to the microphone.
Oh, no, you're good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I turned you up a little bit, but, you know, I can control things.
Yeah, you got her under control.
Yeah, you can whisper and we'll still hear you, so be careful. And we say good morning to Master Gardener Hal. Good to see you again, Hal.
Good morning.
And the key question is, Radoman's open on a Saturday morning today?
Oh, yeah, Radoman's is open.
And I'll bet they're busy.
And I bet it's busy. I didn't get a chance to stop there this morning. I had enough other things on my plate, but I'm sure it's going strong. It's been a good spring. Everything's been, this spring was it's been a little bit different. I mean, we've had some warm weather, we've had some cool weather, we've had some windy weather, but we really haven't had a lot of wet weather. So it's pretty much kept everybody on task and able to keep doing things. And we get a couple hot days, it seems like, and then it's followed up with some more cool days and a little rain. And, so it's been about as nice of a spring as what you can really, hope for. It can always be better, but for the most part, I'd say it's probably been one of the nicer, Aprils and Mays.
Mm-hmm.
No late frost this year, at least not yet. We're not out of that woods yet.
But don't think about it.
Right.
But looking at the extended forecast, just going along with what you're saying, by Thursday and Friday next week, our highs will be pushing 70 if we're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's still spring in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and that's kind of nice. You don't want it to just zoom right up into the 80s already now either.
Although we've had them.
Yeah, well, that's just it. We've had a couple here and a couple days there, which is always kind of nice to get. You don't really want all 60s either.
No.
But for a long time, we didn't know that the frost would stop, that the freezing would be over with.
Yeah, well, we had a few days where it was pretty darn close, and there was some patches of frost in there, here and there. If you were in the wrong spot, you got nipped a little bit, but we don't really see any of that in the 10-day forecast now.
No. Mm-hmm. Just a quick reminder, if you have any questions, our suggestion always is please call early with your questions. Otherwise, it gets jammed up at the end of the show, and sometimes we don't get all the callers in. So if you got a question, call early. And you mentioned you're going to have a couple of secret callers again today.
Yeah, well, speaking of calling and callers, we're doing a couple of fish dinner. The option on the secret caller number one gets the option of a couple of walleye fillet sandwiches from out at Walleye Weekend, or otherwise you can get into the drawing late next month for the $100 gift card at Radoman. So your first drawer gets the option, second drawer gets
leftover
fish or leftover
chances.
Landscape supplies, yeah.
There you go.
So with that, with that hint in mind, that if you having two secret callers, you can bet that we're not going to wait till 5 to 9 to
have the caller.
To have the secret caller. Yeah. So
another incentive to call early.
Another incentive to call early,
And speaking of that, good morning, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering when is the best time to plant trees and bushes?
Well, the best time to plant trees was last year because then they'd be a year older.
Too late.
But the second best time is right now. Because, right now if you get them in the ground here now yet, it's still... they get a chance to get rooted in yet this summer. They'll grow this summer with plants that, you know, you can, and it's not, you know, if you're planting perennials and things like that, those can require a little more attention. But if you're planting larger trees and you're only watering once a week, or a lot of times we tell people, you know, water every 10 days or twice a month, even through the heat of the summer, larger trees, larger root systems, deeper root systems, bigger root balls on the trees, they don't need a lot of attention, a lot of work. You plant them now, and you don't have to, you know, get your garden hose out once, you know, a couple times a month is usually often enough for watering. Shrubs can be a little bit different, you know, if you're planting smaller shrubs on the south side of your house where it gets hot, you might have to water a couple times a week, but usually there too, you have to be careful not to kill them with kindness, because we see more problems every year from people that overwater. And when I say overwater, I mean over frequently water. You can't water too much at one time, but you can water too often. So, you know, right now is still a great time. We'll, like, if we're doing larger tree planting, spade planting with our tree spades that we have out at Radiman's, we'll hold off during the heat of the summer, kind of more in June, early July, when there's higher temperatures and the trees are actively growing, and then we'll resume a lot of times in later July and August once we kind of get over that growth spurt in the hot time of the year. But anytime right now, you could sure plant yet right now. What are you thinking of planting?
We want to come out and see what you have. How long are you open today?
Well, keep in mind that at Radiman's, we don't have trees and shrubs out at Radiman's. Now, we do have, larger trees at the nursery available to pick up or for us to plant for you, either way. But we're around on Saturdays until noon or one, or sometimes I'm there till two or three, like I was last Saturday. But that's just kind of the way it goes at this time of year. But, you know, give me a call or shoot me a text or email or something along that lines. Let me know when you're thinking of coming out, and we'll take a look at some larger trees for you.
Okay. What's your email address?
Why don't you text me? That might be the easiest, because I don't always.
I have a flip phone. It's terrible time to terrible trying to text.
Well, just give me a call. Give me a call after 9 o'clock. on my direct number, and that's 920-948-7777. 920-948-7777. So after 9 o'clock, and then for anybody else that's listening, texting, and calling, you have to kind of bear with me because I get slammed with phone calls at this time of year. So, you know, if you do call, leave a message or wait 5 or 10 minutes and try back again, because I'm like on the phone or with people constantly at this time of year. So, kind of bear with me, do the best you can. But at 9:01, it works out pretty good to call me, because I probably won't be on another call yet.
Okay.
So as we say perfect. Goodbye, as we say goodbye, you say hello. Sounds like a Beatles song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. 923-1450. Lines are open. And we're going to dive into our first break here.
All right. We'll take a break. Reminder, two secret callers. We're going to do an option on walleye fillet dinners for Walleye Weekend coming up in just 3 weeks, or otherwise in the drawing for the $100 gift card. Radiman's open till noon today, just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac. Easiest way is once you cross over or you're off exiting off of 41, we're on County B by a tenth of a mile to the east.
Today's business environment demands that you stand out from the crowd. At National Exchange Bank and Trust, we offer products and services to help you do just that. Our knowledgeable commercial lenders will partner with you to evaluate the unique needs of your business and provide you with the ultimate business solution. Our independence is your greatest asset. Learn more at NEBAT.com. National Exchange Bank and Trust, serving businesses in Wisconsin since 1933. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Brock Rademan with Rademan Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Rademan's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Rademan Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
At Irtec Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
Let's go to A&W.
Sunshine and warm temps means it's a great time to roll into your locally owned A&W for a real fruit shake or sundae, bursting with real raspberry or real strawberry flavor in every sip or spoonful. Real fruit shakes and sundaes from your real home for summer flavor. A&W on Winnebago Drive near the entrance to Lakeside Park in Fond du Lac and in Oshkosh and Neenah.
KFI's News Time, 8:22. Welcome back. This is Landscape Smart, brought to you by Rademan Stone and Landscape Company, 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. Most of the lines are open. However, we do have a caller. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about rhubarb. A couple of years ago, it wasn't producing, and you suggested I put on some lawn starter fertilizer, which I did, and it seemed to help. And I get it. I did it again this year, and all we got is one picking, and all it wants to do is go to seed.
Hmm. When did you you use that same lawn starter fertilizer?
Yes.
And when did you put that on?
Quite early, when it was just starting to come up.
Uh huh. I wonder if you should try like some of the water-soluble fertilizers once, like Miracle-Gro out at Rademan's, we have it like in a 20-20-20, and that would just really give it a good pop right now. And the lawn starter fertilizer is good for about a month, you know, then it loses its effectiveness gradually. It doesn't just lose it overnight. But you're probably not getting much benefit anymore from that because let me just talk about it a second. Like the lawn starter fertilizer, it has the phosphorus in it that lawn fertilizer doesn't have in it, and it has potash in it that most lawn fertilizers have limited amounts. And that's why I like using it on vegetables, because it'll last about a month, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks, and it works well on like rhubarb and things like that, because it also lasts a little bit longer than the water soluble, and it's got that phosphorus in it that builds up, and potash, it builds up the root systems and gives you good, it improves the, let's just call it the fruiting techniques of plants. And it's, you know, we call it lawn starter fertilizer out at Rademan's, but it's a good balanced fertilizer that's semi-slow release, but, you know, which is great for lawns, but it does only kind of help your lawn for the first month. Then you want to give it another boost.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wouldn't use lawn fertilizer ever on rhubarb. So that's why I think if you would try some, and it's still early enough in the season where I would try like the Miracle-Gro or Fertilome. And we've got some out at Radiman's in that 20-20-20 balanced fertilizer, and you'll just mix that up in a 5-gallon bucket, pour it right on the plant or around the base of the plant. It's best to kind of tip the leaves up a little bit and get it right into the soil and into the root system. And do that now and wait another week and do it again. And you should get some more new growth out of it then instead of it turning to seed. That should give it a boost.
Yeah, what kind of soil is it in?
It's probably somewhat clay, but...
Yeah, and rhubarb isn't real, you know, you can pretty much grow rhubarb in a gravel pit. You know, it's not that, unless it's too wet, you know, but I don't think this year, you know, sometimes it'll shut down if the roots aren't getting enough oxygen, things like that in clay. Mm-hmm. But I don't think this year, with the limited amounts of rain that we've had, that the clay would be an issue. So that's why I think I would just try giving it another shot of, and we have a couple different products out at Radiman's, but the 20-20-20 is what you kind of want to use on that. We also have 30-10-10, which wouldn't be bad, but I think I would go with the balance, the 20-20-20 on that.
Is it putting out small stems?
Right now, hardly anything. It just keeps wanting to put out. It's putting out seed pods, and I cut off 3-4 of them again yesterday.
Yeah, so, cut those off.
Yeah, I always do because I'm thinking that maybe it would spurt some other growth, but so far it hasn't.
Yeah, cut those off and then give it some of that fertilizer, and that should give it the boost that it needs. And hang on the line. You're actually our first secret caller this morning. So maybe you'll have a reason to go to Radiman's this week or next.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, I'll put you on hold and don't go away. I'll talk to you off the air.
Okay.
And he is there, and it's all up to you guys.
Well, my question to Hal would be, how did the plant sale go last week? I know it was... It's always interesting, you know, plant sales at this time of year should do well, I would think.
Yeah.
Did you have anything left over, or how did it all work out, Hal?
It went very well. It was planned very well, and all the steps worked out beautifully, and some assumptions we made didn't quite work out, like selling plants curbside. People wanted to get out and go into the building and communicate with other gardeners and tell stories and look at all the things we had rather than just a small selection. So yeah, I think it was a great success. I don't know financially. We don't have that in yet. We're just evaluating. And we had a few tomatoes left over, and we donated those, and that was it. We sold out.
Well, then I would say when you sell out, usually it works its way pretty well to the bottom line. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure it was a success in that regard then,
right.
Too. Well, that's fantastic.
Nice crowds when we stopped down there shortly after I got off the air, and there were a lot of people. Yeah.
I was surprised early on how many people were already there buying and snapping up things.
Ours are in the ground already.
You weren't picking tomatoes, though, this morning already.
Not quite. No, not quite. I'm not even picking leaves yet. But, hey, they're there, and they're ready to go. But I had great hopes. I got the cages on.
Well, that's a good start, too.
I got great hopes.
We get some nice warm weather, they'll kick in gear.
And, actually,
and they got to kind of get re-rooted and rooted in to get it.
But surprisingly, as was the case last year with those plants from the garden sale, I've actually seen growth already. This week, during the week, inch or two in the size of the plant. It just, it's amazing.
Well, they like to get out of the pots and into the ground.
Yes.
And,
right.
So, anyhow, it was just a very nice sale again. Saw a lot of people.
Well, that's I'm pretty busy on Saturday mornings, but when the mortgage crisis was going on and no one wanted to buy any trees, that's when I'd go to the plant sale and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a social event.
And yeah, it was always fun. Now I kind of unfortunately, however you want to look at it, it's
a double-edged sword there.
Right.
But that's one of the purposes of the plant sale, is to exchange information about horticulture and what works, what doesn't work, and so on, and then look at the selection of plants and talk about.
Get the answers right there, and you can see all the different varieties that they have. It's always interesting.
923-1450, lines are open for your questions, and this is the season where you should have a boatload of them.
One question that we are starting to get right now is it's a good time to apply those fungicides. We always get the calls in July, August, September, and everybody's wondering about the tar spot on their maples and what they can do to help their spruce trees because they're losing needles and things like that. Well, by the time it gets to July and August and September and you see the problem, there's nothing you can do about it except wait until next year in May. And it's May.
This is next year.
So this is next year. Mm-hmm. And if you had any problems like that last year, you're going to want to be proactive and get on it right now. And out at Radiman's, we've got a product. I look at labels. I don't look at what it says on the label, specifically what it's called for. And that's why if it's good and it works well and it says lawn starter fertilizer, well, then we use it on rhubarb. And the same thing goes with my favorite fungicide out at Radiman's. And it's called Rose RX. And the reason I like Rose RX is it's got the fungicide in it and it also has a miticide in it, because roses have potentially fungus problems, and they have potential mite problems. So Rose RX is the perfect product to use on your Colorado spruce, your blue spruce. If you're having some of that inside needle drop and you're seeing fungus on your spruce trees, think of them as, you can get them as pretty as a rose if you spray them with Rose RX. And instead of buying a miticide and instead of buying a fungicide and spraying it, because a lot of times if a tree is under stress from fungus or under stress from mites, that's when one or the other will attack it. So you might as well go ahead and spray it with Rose RX, because that's got both the fungicide and the miticide all in the same bottle. So mix it up, spray it on, and you don't have to get all the way to the very tippy top of your spruce tree. If your spruce tree is 20 or 30 feet tall, the problem isn't 30 feet up in the air. The problem is usually at ground level, the bottom 4 feet, the bottom 10 feet, the bottom 12 feet, And so spray what you can reach, knock those spores down. You don't have to get every single branch, every single spore, but if you can knock the spore count down, you'll suppress the problem. So anyway, Rose RX, we have it available out at Radiman's, open till noon today.
Or you have to mix?
That one is mixed. You'll need a sprayer to do that, and that's because at this time of year you can put it, there'll be a range on there, and you can mix it a little stronger at this time of year when the temperatures are cooler. If you're spraying it the second application and the third application, and you probably want to do at least two applications, and it starts getting a little hot here in June, then you want to back off a little bit on the mix. So that's why we have that available in concentrate, because that way you can adjust your sprayer to what the needs are based on the conditions outside.
Alrighty.
So anyway, we better get to some callers.
Yep. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Well, you're on to my subject. Okay, I got my tree sprayed, but I got to go get back to rhubarb. So I got my trees sprayed. I got to shut my radio off. I got that done a few weeks ago. So when is the second application?
You want to wait about 3 weeks and then put a second application of fungicide down. That usually works out the best, 3 to 4 weeks after the first one. And
did you say that there's a third one?
And then the third one again about at 3 weeks. And by then you're pretty much, you know, we're into the end of July or end of June at that point in time, and you shouldn't have, if it should have done its trick by then. So that's the key with fungicides, is you want to spray them from pretty much the middle of May till the end, or the first, you know, Memorial Day weekend to 4th of July weekend, and then you're pretty well done with those for the year. Once it gets past 4th of July, you're getting very limited results out of your fungicides. So.
Okay, so now I'm back to my rhubarb. I got some plants. Lady gave me plants. So they're in, but I suppose I was supposed to put fertilizer in the ground, and I didn't. So can you put some on?
Yeah.
Get down to the roots, hopefully?
Yeah, then if they're already planted and they're new like that, I would use the Miracle-Gro or the Fertilome in that same balanced fertilizer, that you can mix that up in a 5 gallon bucket or 2 gallon bucket or ice cream pail, whatever works out best for you. And don't, being a new planting, you want to be a kind of use a go a little bit lighter on that. And when I say that, you know, you want maybe just a couple teaspoons per gallon, and then wait 10 days and give it another couple teaspoons per gallon, and another 10 days a couple teaspoons per gallon of water. Don't hit it real hard, because a newer plant like that, Karen, you could do more harm than good. So just give it a little boost. And again, out at Radiman's, which you know where everything is on the shelf better than my brother Rick does. So, you know, that's what you want to use on that. So.
So how long do I fertilize it like that?
Probably just, you know, throughout the month of June, I would say. Once you get past middle or end of June, then I would maybe skip it and move on to next year, because you don't really need, rhubarb isn't going to be good anymore anyway. Then you want it to just kind of grow and get ready for next year.
Okay. So. Thank you very much.
Alrighty.
All right.
Good
Thanks,
luck.
Karen.
Take okay. care. Thank you for waiting. You're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have some roses that we've had for years, and I sprayed them with that Rose RX.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed little brown spots on the leaves. Now, I don't know if that's, I think that's from the fertilizer. Is that going to hurt them? Did I do something wrong?
No, probably not. That might still be a little bit of, you know, if there's brown spots or black spots, that is probably still some fungus on there. And so when did you spray them?
Oh, a couple of days ago. They didn't have it before that. But
yeah, and that might have already been in the works, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, because in a couple days, but you know, now you should see, like any new growth, there shouldn't be any more spots. But if you had like some older leaves on there, it wouldn't quite, you know, the fungus already could have been started, and you can't quite knock it back quite that quick. So
okay.
So wait about another at least 10 days, 2 weeks, and then give them another light application, and then you shouldn't see any more spots, even next week now because, but the leaves that had those spots, if they're bad, you could pluck those leaves off. If there's just a little spot here and there, I'd leave them. But if they're, if those spots would get pretty big or they would start getting, you know, start turning brown or yellow, then pull those leaves right off, you know, or snip them off, whatever, and get those out of there. Because then you've got, again, you're, if you clean it up, get those spores out of there, and then you don't have so much to worry about as far as them redeveloping. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, you mentioned
it's a great product, but it doesn't quite work overnight. You know, if there's some things that are already in the works like that, it won't. It won't kind of go backwards quite that quick. Those fungicides and miticides, they're preventative. You know, they're to keep things clean going forward from here on out. So,
Well, you mentioned on the, do you use that on those tar spots on maple trees?
Yeah, you can use it on that too. We have other fungicides out at Radiman's too. But if you've got, you don't need, you know, 10 different products, you know, there's, because you aren't going to really get mites on a Norway maple, but there's enough, but the fungicide in that Rose RX will definitely work well on the Norway maples, sure.
Well, if you have a larger tree, though, how do you apply it? Does it come in large bottles, or?
Yeah, well, you'd have to mix it up just kind of like you did with the roses and then spray it. And then just, you know, it's kind of the same principle as like on the spruce trees. You don't really have to get all the way to the top. What you'll see with that tar spot is it's worse on the bottom branches. It's worse on the leaves, kind of on the lower leaves. When you start getting up to the top and there's more air circulation, there's more sun, there's, you know, the winds blow and dry those leaves off, the tar spot isn't as bad up there. So if you can spray it up, you know, 12 feet, 15 feet, that's high enough. You'll knock the spore count down enough where if you do have a few tar spots up higher, it won't hurt the tree. Because generally those Norway maples are tough enough to fight through tar spot. But it's been so bad the last 3-4 years. And if you would have called 3 or 4 years ago, I would have told you, don't worry about tar spot. It's not going to hurt the tree. But now, because it's been so bad the last couple years, now I think we should be spraying the Norway maples to prevent it. Because you could lose them. We actually ended up losing some nice maples in the nursery because we didn't spray. So, you know, I'm firsthand experience on what can happen. And, you know, we struggle a little bit because we have thousands and thousands of trees, so we can't always get to everyone timely. And I was following my own advice to the detriment of my pocketbook. So anyway, we're spraying now for those fungicides on that. But Rose RX will work for both the Norway maples, spruce trees, and roses. You won't hurt it on any with any one of those.
Okay.
So.
And I was going to say, too, now that the new leaves came out, they're real lush and green and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But as the time goes on, they develop the tar spot.
Right, and that's why that's why I brought it up here this morning, because right now with the Norway maples, there's about a foot of new growth on those already, so you want to get them right now. You know, I mean, this week is better than next week, but next week's better than the following week, too. So, you know, if you don't have time to do it right now, still do it next week or, you know, but the quicker you do the first application, the better you can, you know, you can get that second application on, too. So, yeah, thanks.
Okay,
for
terrific.
And hang on the line. You're actually our second secret caller here today. So.
So hang tight.
I think the first secret caller took the walleye dinner, so you'll be in the drawing for the $100 gift card at Radiman's.
All right, so hang on. I'll talk to you off the air, okay? You there?
Yeah.
Okay, don't go away on me. Hey, we'll sneak in one other caller here before break.
Okay,
go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, good morning.
Hi.
I have a question. I have an last fall, I cut down an ash tree in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
It was dead, so I just got rid of it. Got it down, grinded the stump. But what I didn't do was cleared out all the mulch. So the mulch sat over winter. And now I want to plant a dwarf lilac tree there in its, mm-hmm. in its spot. I got the mulch.
Where are you calling from?
I'll take it off. But it's really wet on the bottom. I don't want to plant the tree right there where the stump was, do I?
I get this question 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 times a day. So it's a great question. Thanks for asking. Yeah, you don't want to plant right where the stump was whenever you take a tree out. And there's a couple of real good reasons for that. And it, depending on the size of the tree that you took out, you could go 3 feet away, 4 feet. Sometimes you have to go 5 or 6 feet away if it was a big tree and you're planting another big tree. But, you know, if you're planting a dwarf lilac and the tree wasn't that large, you know, you probably want to stay at least 3 or 4 feet away. And if you plant on where the stump was, or right where the center of the tree was, or even like a foot away, here's what happens: that when they grind a stump, they don't get every last bit of it out. There's still some wood, there's some roots down below there. And as that tree rots, what'll happen, you plant your new tree there, and you won't even see it, but there, as it rots, your new tree will actually have a tendency to settle a little bit or tip. And pretty soon your new tree is an inch or two lower than what it should be, or it's tipped a little bit because as it settles on that one side, the tree tips a little bit because the new tree isn't going to be rooted in perfectly well and be able to handle that if the ground is sinking underneath it. So that's why you want to stay out of there, you know, stay a little further away. As far as, I mean, the mulch that ground up the sawdust, the blend of dirt and sawdust, I'd get rid of that and then just fill it with good soil. And, you know, you can stop out to Radiman's. We've got black dirt there. You could either pick up a limited amount that you need, or we can do a delivery, but you probably don't need, you know, you might only need a half a yard or so to fill that. I don't know, you know, depending on how big your stump is. But, you know, if you stop on out to Radiman's and get some dirt, or else, like I said, they'll deliver 1 yard, they'll deliver 20, but you want to fill that where the stump was. Get that sawdust out of there. It's a blend of sawdust and dirt. Get that out of there and then fill it in with good dirt so that it doesn't, because otherwise that sawdust breaks down too, and then you'll constantly have a settling in your yard. And you're going to still have maybe a little settling where the stump was in the center, but you want to kind of minimize that.
Okay.
And then plant your lilac, you know, far enough away. How big was the ash tree that you had there? How old was it?
It was pretty old. It was about maybe, I want to say, 20, 25 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I would stay maybe 5 feet away. I think if you're from the center of that tree, 5 or 6 feet away should be enough.
Okay.
You know, or further. I mean, a minimum of 5 to 6 feet from where the center of the stump was. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Thank you.
Yep.
Good. Artie, we thank you for the call, and let us move into that.
We better get break. Our break in here. Mm-hmm. We'll be taking their 9:01 break.
Yeah. We'll interrupt the polka.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Radiman's open till noon today. You can still get a delivery, shredded black dirt or bark mulch in any way, shape, color, or form. You can look at the options online or stop on out. We're open till noon today, just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac, exit east to the B.
Hurry into Fleet Farm today and save big on all your Memorial Day needs. We've got you covered for gardening, grilling, camping, entertaining, and more. Get started on planting with select Miracle-Gro garden soil. Just $1.99 a bag after rebate. Freshen up your landscaping with shredded colored mulch. Get 5 bags for $10. Plus, save even more with Fleet Rewards. Get exclusive member offers and earn points every time you shop. Fleet Farm, proudly serving the Midwest since 1955.
Hi, I'm Brock Rademan with Rademan Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Rademan's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Rademan Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Silica for Your Home's huge Memorial Day sale is going on now. Take advantage of rebates up to $2,000 on appliance packages. Plus, you'll get a free gift with purchase of a LG Craft ice refrigerator while supplies last. And with cookout season upon us, get a free cover and bag of pellets with select Traeger grills. Silica has special financing up to 18 months with no interest. Shop the Memorial Day sale going on now at Silica for Your Home in Fond du Lac, Beaver Dam, and Watertown, or online at shopsilica.com.
Let's go to A&W.
Sunshine and warm temps means it's a great time to roll into your locally owned A&W for a real fruit shake or sundae, bursting with real raspberry or real strawberry flavor in every sip or spoonful. Real fruit shakes and sundaes from your real home for summer flavor. A&W on Winnebago Drive near the entrance to Lakeside Park in Fond du Lac and in Oshkosh and Neenah.
Today's business environment demands that you stand out from the crowd. At National Exchange Bank and Trust, we offer products and services to help you do just that. Our knowledgeable commercial lenders will partner with you to evaluate the unique needs of your business and provide you with the ultimate business solution. Our independence is your greatest asset. Learn more at NEBAT.com. National Exchange Bank and Trust, serving businesses in Wisconsin since 1933. Member FDIC.
KFI's News Time, 8:52. We are back. Landscape Smart, brought to you by Rademan Stone and Landscape Company. We got phone lines ringing like crazy again. End of the show. Let's hit the phones. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm on.
You're on.
Okay. Raise the $64,000 question. How do you determine how much dirt you need? You talked about a yard or 2 yards. Or how do you determine that?
That's a great question. Actually, dirt is sold by the cubic yard. And so we're a little slang when we call it a yard, but it's a cubic yard. So it's, it's a 3 foot by 3 foot by 3 foot. And of course, if you, move that exponentially out, you can just kind of measure your area and then the depth that you want to put it in and just kind of figure it out from there. And, or if you have the area that you want to cover and the depth, you can just call out to Rademan's, and, of course, they'll figure it out in a matter of seconds for you. And that's almost can be a safer way to do it, because sometimes if you make one minor miscalculation, you end up with a semi-load of dirt instead of a pickup truck load. Mm. And don't think it can't happen.
How large an area are you talking about?
I don't know, because I was wondering how you determine that. Do you determine it by yards, by feet, by,
Yeah, well, just, even if you kind of, you don't have to pull your tape measure out, a lot of times if you just kind of step it off and you think, well, a good step is 3 feet, not 3 yards, 3 feet.
That's big.
You know, and if you say,
I can
well,
play basketball then.
kidding.
But yeah, then if it's 10 steps this way and 4 steps that way, then just kind of, in 3 or 4 inches in depth, and then just give them that information. But and kind of keep in mind it does settle a little bit too. There's about a 20%, 15-20% compaction on shredded dirt. So if you measure it up and you need 7 yards, you might want to order 8, you know, just to be on the safe side. And it, yeah. And shredded dirt is a little bit like your garage. You always wish it was just a little bit bigger. And, you know, because it seems like no matter what size your garage is, it's never big enough. And when you order shredded black dirt, it always seems like the same thing. You kind of always find another spot for a little bit more once you kind of start having fun with it. So if you want to, you know, always order an extra cubic yard, because, you know, if we have to make another delivery charge, that one more yard costs a lot more. So you're better off having one extra yard than to be 1 yard short.
Okay. That gives me an idea then.
But yeah, I got great. I wish we had one more secret caller to give away. That was a great question.
I've wondered that for years myself, and never thought to ask it. Good.
Well, it's kind of like I said. It's kind of slang. You know, we call it yards of mulch and yards of dirt and things. But it's cubic yards is what it really is.
And just I'm trying to go back to math. That's length times width times depth.
Right.
So you multiply all three.
3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet. You have to, and that adds up to a cubic yard.
I think it's better to call you. Yeah. Thanks again for the call.
Yep, that's what I always say. Just call with your dimensions and let our people figure it out for you.
Because
that way you know for sure. Or figure it out in your mind and then still double check at Radiman. Yeah. Sure.
Thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Hi. I used to have a big rhubarb patch, and we used to take the leaves and cut them off and lay them around on the ground to keep, you know, the weeds and that from growing. And now my daughter tells me that you're not supposed to do that at all.
Well, there's a possibility of some kind of a disease and so on in the leaves when they're taken off and laying there. So if the leaves were all very fresh and not diseased and not any kind of fungus or anything in them.
I can't see anything wrong with that. You know,
we did it for years and all of our in-laws and everything all did. And I thought, what? But you can compost them. This is to compost them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't see where, you know, and maybe we'll get a listener that has another thought on that, but I can't see where there would be an issue unless they would be, you know, if they would
disease
be
disease somehow.
If they would have a lot of fungus, you know, spores or anything. But if they look good and clean, I think that'd make a great mulch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we always did. And so I told her, I said, I'm going to call in.
And once again, Mama's right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know,
bye-bye.
It's kind of like any of those other, you know, a lot of those things. If they work good 50 years ago, they still work pretty good today. You know, there's a lot of things that change, but you know, there's a lot of things that stay the same too. And you know, the farmers from 50 years ago and 100 years ago, they're, you know,
still doing a lot of the same stuff.
Still do a lot of things the same way, and it still works out. You know, we still get our soybeans, our wheat, and our corn.
Mm-hmm.
So,
there's a big trend in these heritage fruits too, like heritage tomatoes and so on, going back to the older kinds.
Original ones,
because they were very hardy.
The tried and true.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Wind up time.
Well, sounds like we're getting the music. So anyway, Radiman's is open today, open till noon on Saturdays, Monday through Friday until 5 o'clock. You can give us a call at 920-922-7612 or visit us online at radiman.com. Doesn't get any simpler than that. Or stop on out anytime before noon today.
Right. And you could call a helpline if you have a question at 921-3171.
All right, here. Thanks to Hal, Master Gardener. Thanks to Ron from Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Thanks to you for your questions. Jerry Schneider next. KFIZ Fond du Lac, it's 9.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's time for the Jerry Schneider Show on your favorite radio stations. We're here this Saturday morning to entertain you on AM 1450 KFIZ Fond du Lac and also AM 950 WCLB Sheboygan, also entertaining the folks listening to KFIZ.com. And it's kind of a I gotta get my headsets going here. Okay. Kind of a but weather forecast this Saturday morning. Mostly sunny for today. High of 85. Southwest wind around 10 to 15 miles per hour this evening. Partly cloudy. And low 66 for this evening for Sunday. Showers and thunderstorms are likely high around 71 by noon, but then falling to around 50, in the low 50s, 52 during the afternoon. Boy, that'd be quite a change. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, low of 48, chance of showers and thunderstorms. For Monday, partly sunny, high of 80, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday. What have we got for a degree there, Karen? 66 degrees on the southeastern shores of Lake Winnebago. The request line is open. Give Karen a call.
Hey, does everyone know what time it is?
No, what time is it?
It's time to polka!
Yeah!